Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Woodland and notice the diversity of plants. Trees, shrubs, and other perennials grow together like a solid family unit. You can have that same kind of synergy in an edible garden. Dave Jackie has written books about the ecology and design of home-scale food forests. He says the idea is still in its infancy, but a paradigm for agriculture that focuses on multi-purpose plants in small-scale settings. Basically, it's gardening like the forest, not necessarily in the forest, so anyone with a patch of land can do this.
We're using trees, we're using shrubs, we're using perennial herbs. You can also use annual vegetables. In most ecosystems, annual vegetables are a small proportion of the area, but we're really trying to push toward a perennial ecosystem. We call them perennial polycultures of multipurpose plants.
Planning a forest garden takes into account the architecture, how species relate to each other, the process of self-renewing fertility, and the process of succession. However, the design of the garden is totally up to you and your goals.
Mostly, we're going for widely spaced fruit trees with shrubs in between, pathways kind of meandering through. The forest gardens that I've seen that people are designing are not in linear rows or squares. They're more free-form, more naturalistic environments with trees and shrubs mixed together with herbaceous perennials thrown around underneath. So they're fairly rich environments with high species diversity.
Jackie says planting too closely together is the most frequent mistake that forest gardeners make. The hardest part is allowing yourself to do less by letting the system take care of itself, as well as knowing when to intervene and how. Learn more about forest gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Police this morning have moved in to clear out another protest encampment at another major American university. This one at New York University. A witness said,
"It was chaotic. It was too much. It was like, it was aggressive. It was overly aggressive."
Describing the police response, there have been more than 2,000 people arrested during these on-campus protests across the...
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey-gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchisor SPD LLC.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Some scattered rain with a high of 61. Sunday, sunny, warmer, high of 68. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Mount Horeb school superintendent says the school shooter tragedy there Wednesday could have been far worse. Steve Salerno says he credits the community support of referendums allowing the district to install safety measures, including vestibules and locked front doors, without which the situation could have been far worse. Beloit's police chief says teens are responsible for recent gun violence there. Andre Sales says a group of young people in the ages between 14 and 18 are creating a lot of the problems, adding that those individuals lack discipline or the ability to want to be held accountable. And an advocacy group wants special interest funding out of state Supreme Court elections. Common Cause in Wisconsin says too much money is muddying the waters. The group says the state needs to set clear recusal rules for judges for cases involving groups that spent money on their campaigns. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chenfitt Smith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Annabis Silo, near Coyote Tractor and Toro Dealer, Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Two people were injured in a motorcycle accident in the town of Gale Saturday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, Garrett Graham was traveling northbound on Highway 53 when he lost control of the motorcycle and crashed. Graham and passenger Shannon Boylan were taken to the hospital. Graham has been charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, causing injury. This week, Congressman Derek Van Orden, along with three other representatives, introduced legislation to permanently extend telehealth services for federal qualified health centers and rural health clinics. Current Medicare telehealth flexibilities for the qualified health centers and health clinics, extended by Congress under the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2023, will expire at the end of this year. Now, the bill would make those permanent. In 2020, 35% of Medicare claims rendered by the federally qualified health centers and rural health clinics included a telehealth service, allowing millions in medically underserved communities access to behavioral health and non-behavioral health services. Van Orden said expanding telehealth access is important in bridging the gap between rural and urban communities and helps ensure folks, no matter where they are, can receive safe, quality care. Prosecutors in Rusk County say a drunken fight led to an attempted homicide charges. The Sheriff's Department arrested 56-year-old William Irvin II Tuesday after finding his brother in the hospital with broken ribs, cuts, and a possible gunshot wound to the head. Investigators say Irvin and his brother got into a fight that ended with a shooting. Irvin's being held on a $20,000 bond, and he's due back in court next week. UW-Madison leaders have agreed to another meeting with campus protesters. A school spokesman said that yesterday's meeting was productive and said they've agreed to meet again. Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin said earlier this week she'd be willing to meet with protest organizers to talk about their demands, but only after they removed their tents. The university ordered police to do that Wednesday. Mnuchin reportedly told protest leaders yesterday that she has no plans to do that again. The protesters say they want the University of Wisconsin to divest from Israel, and they're also wanting a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding everyone to get your fishing license before you head out to fish this weekend. Fisheries Director Justin Haas says it's the most important piece of fishing gear in your tackle box. You can get your license online at gowild.wy.gov or at most places that you buy fishing gear. Also, be sure to pick up a copy of this year's regulations so you can be sure you're legal on the water. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
An elementary teacher in Hudson is on administrative leave over alleged inappropriate conduct with a 13-year-old. Authorities say 24-year-old Madison Bergman is currently behind bars for suspicion of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. The fifth-grade teacher was arrested yesterday. She's also banned from contacting students, parents, or staff members connected to River Crest Elementary School. A deadly crash is under investigation in Houston County. The Minnesota State Patrol says a motorcycle rider from Wisconsin died in the crash Monday night on Highway 26 near Brownsville. Investigators say the motorcycle collided with a car driven by a 45-year-old Iowa woman. The State Patrol expects to release more information about the crash later today. An advocacy group wants special interest funding out of state Supreme Court elections. Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin says too much money is muddying the waters. Heck says the state needs to set clear recusal rules for judges for cases involving groups that spent money on their campaigns. He's also calling for a repeal of the 2010 Supreme Court decision that allowed for unlimited special interest funding in elections. One of Wisconsin's most wanted is now under arrest after being arrested at the Mall of America. Israel spent time in prison for sexually assaulting a woman while armed with a weapon in 1988. After his release from prison on those charges, he was quickly put back in prison for noncompliance. He was released again last September, but cut off his GPS monitor and went on the run within days. Investigators told Fox 6 out of Milwaukee that Israel had applied for a job at the mall using an alias. After searching for the name online, the mall found a news article about him that included the alias and then called a tip line. The Minnesota House of Representatives is advancing a bill that would protect children who create or are used in social media content. The House voted 103-26 yesterday to pass the measure. The bill would require parents who use their children in at least 30% of revenue-producing social media posts to set aside the profits for the child. Children under 14 would be prohibited from creating paid social media content, while those between 14 and 18 would be required to put their profits in a trust until they become adults. A companion bill is still being considered in the Minnesota State Senate. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank. Durand.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chentfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The first peregrine falcon chick of this year's mating season from sites at We Energy's facilities has hatched. The baby falcon was born at the Valley Power Plant in Milwaukee to father Rio and an unbanded female. The avian couple has nested together 2 years in a row. Hundreds of the chicks have been hatched at We Energy's and Wisconsin Public Service facilities since the early 90s. More than a fifth of the peregrine falcons born in the wild in Wisconsin were hatched near these nest boxes. People can watch live stream footage of the nests on the WEC We Energy Group website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Minnesota Timberwolves are in the Western Conference semifinals for the first time in 20 years. The Wolves will visit the Nuggets in game one of the best-of-seven series at Ball Arena tomorrow. Minnesota's coming off a first-round sweep of the Phoenix Suns. Now, Chris Finch is expected to lead the team despite injuring his knee when Wolves point guard Mike Conley ran into him in the closing minutes of Minnesota's game four win over Phoenix on Sunday. Tomorrow's game tips off at 6. The Twins search for their 11th win in a row when they host the Red Sox tonight at Target Field. The Twins were off yesterday, but they're coming off a three-game sweep of the White Sox earlier this week. Chris Paddock gets the start for Minnesota tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. The Minnesota Lynx are back in action when they host the Chicago Sky in a preseason game at the Target Center tonight. The Lynx are looking to get back to the postseason after losing to the Connecticut Suns 2-1 in the first run of the playoffs last season. Tonight's game kicks off at 7 o'clock. Boys baseball today on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In the Darylin Conference today, Augusta at Melrose Mindoro. Blair Taylor plays at Oliva Strum. Cochran Fountain City hosting Independence Gilmanton. Whitehall at Pepin Alma. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran will host Alma Center Lincoln. Dunn St. Croix baseball today. Durand, Arkansas at Colfax. Clear Lake hosting Plum City Elmwood. Prairie Farm at Boyceville. St. Croix Central at Elk Mound. Spring Valley travels to Ellsworth. Middle Border Conference baseball, New Richmond at Altoona, Baldwin-Woodville hosting Osceola, Prescott at Amory, Somerset travels to Grantsburg. Girls softball today, Independence Gilmanton will be at Cochran Fountain City, Pepin Alma hosting Whitehall, that game at Alma High School, and Alma Center Lincoln at Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Dunn St. Croix Conference girls softball today. Durand, Arkansas, it will be hosting Elmwood Plum City today. It's St. Croix Central at Elk Mound, Boyceville at Mondovi, Spring Valley hosting Colfax, Cornell Lake Holcomb at Glenwood City. And in the Middle Border Conference, Frederick Luck is at Amory, Ellsworth hosting Grantsburg, Altoona is at Somerset. Follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
The Bucks, even without Giannis Antetokounmpo and for most of the series Damian Lillard, gave Indiana a run for their money but wound up losing to the Pacers 120-98 last night, losing their opening round NBA playoff series 4-2. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Lillard played last night and led the Bucks with 28, but it wasn't enough to prevent a first-round playoff exit for a second straight season.
I thought their pace, their speed eventually got us. I thought fatigue was a factor. But let's give the Pacers a lot of credit. I think Rick Carlisle's done an amazing job. They've created a hell of a team, not only young. I think the Siakam trade really will change their fortunes going forward. You know, they're just a tough team. Obviously, we had guys out and all that, and that's hard, right? But just give them credit. I thought they played terrific.
Bucks coach Doc Rivers, forward Chris Middleton on his emotion after losing Game 6.
It just sucks. Give it your all and don't win. It sucks.
simple as that. I mean, losing sucks. End of your season sucks. It's part of it. You move on. But yeah, that's all.
The Knicks also punched their ticket to round two. They knocked off the 76ers last night, 118-115, winning that series 4-2. Former Wisconsin basketball guard and assistant coach Freddie Owens was named the new boys basketball coach at Kimberly High School. He replaces John Murphy, who retired after three seasons at the helm. Owens helped the Badgers to the 2004 Big Ten Tournament Championship as a player. The Brewers are back in the diamond this afternoon, squaring off against Craig Counsell and the Cubs in the first of a three-game set at Wrigley. The Brewers 19-11. They have a game lead on the Cubs, who fell to the Mets yesterday 7-6. The Packers will hold their annual rookie orientation camp this weekend with practices today and tomorrow. And Caitlin Clark's ready to make her pro debut tonight. The top pick from the 2024 WNBA draft will be suiting up for a preseason matchup between the Indiana Fever and the Dallas Wings. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of sunshine today, some patchy fog early this morning. Highs near 70, southwest winds at around 10. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then 40% chance of showers late, lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, 80% chance of showers and storms, highs low 60s. Sunday, sunshine, highs upper 60s. Do have sunshine across the region, some areas of fog too. Wabasha, Nelson 46, Plum City, Pepin, Lake City 45, O'Galley and Mondovi 44. 46 here at WRDN with Morgan Whalen.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey. I ought to get my money back. And someone said it drowns a memory. Oh, but it ain't doing jack. Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. Yeah, I need something you prove. Oh, I need something you prove. Put them up till they shutting them down, yeah. You never ain't out of range. Turn the bar, yeah, upside down. Just looking for something that does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100. Feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth. Something wrong, 'cause I've been working hard to fade your memory, baby, but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth.
Oh, come a long, long way. I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night I'm bowling, if you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say,
But she heard three rings and then, if it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S. If this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more, then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? And I still love you. I still love you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Blake Shelton and Austin, and good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy Friday, and next hour we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989, or you can visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM, and send us a message that way. Also, this morning, one airline's in a little bit of heap, and actually two airlines are in a bit of heap of trouble. We'll tell you what they did. Also, if you're a pet lover, pet owner, and we'll tell you the most pet-friendly cities. We'll tell you a little bit about that here coming up this morning as well. While a lot of areas of fog across the region this morning, starting to burn off pretty quickly, though, earlier this morning, though, holy smokes. It was pretty foggy, but there still could be a few areas of fog, so please drive with a little extra caution this morning as well. Let's see what else is going on. Yesterday, excuse me, next door at the Pepin County Heritage Center, right next to us, the kids invaded. Pepin and Gilmanton schools had some youngsters in taking a tour of the museum, but the one part they also showed the kids was the jail. Wonder how they took that. I can't go over there and ask, but wonder how the kids took that when they were. I have been in the original Pepin County Jail. Terry Mesh gave me a tour of that. I'm just going to say that. That place is pretty creepy.
Olson Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. Olson Farm Greenhouses are open, and the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Remember Mom for Mother's Day. Don't wait. Get to Olson Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olson Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 5, through the end of the season. Olson Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic. While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We do have that patchy fog this morning. Highs near 70, southwest winds at around 10. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then cloudy, 40% chance of rain. Yep, more rain on the way. Lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, 80% chance of showers. We'll have highs low 60s. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with highs upper 60s. Sunshine across the region, but there is still some areas of fog, so please drive with extra caution this morning. Wabasha and Nelson, 46. Plum City, Pepin and Lake City, 45. O'Galley, 44. Mondovi, now 41. Here at WRDN, we do have Sunshine, 46, with Reba McEntire and Linda Davis. And Does He Love You? It's 7:35.
I've known about you for a while now. When he leaves me, he wears a smile now. As soon as he's away from me, in your arms is where he wants to be. But you're the one he rushes home to. You're the one he gave his name to. I never see his face in the early morning light. You have his mornings, his daytimes, and sometimes I have his nights. But does he love you? Does he love you like he loves me? Like he loves. He says he needs me, and that he wants me, that he believes in me. And when I'm in his arms, oh, he swears there's no one else. Is he deceiving me, or am I deceiving myself?
Like he loves me,
like he loves me.
Does he think of you? I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm a doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Since I left home, said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A lone wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great day. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. But why can't every day be just this
Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Shimmy shaking right into them cutoffs, baby, oh yeah. You're getting off work, cashing out that paycheck. Gotta change that shirt and pick that girl up on her front step. Here she comes now, looking so fine. You've been waiting on this night for such a long, long time. She slides in and you roll down Main Street. You turn right when that red light turns green. Sun sets, now you're halfway to heaven. Picks a song, you turn it up to 11. You say, do you wanna? And she says,
be one of those nights. Crowded backyard, everybody's laughing. Kind of party next week, you'll say I was there when it happened. Coming up on midnight, about time to get gone. And then the DJ starts to play her favorite song. You slow dance for 3 minutes or so. And then she whispers, baby, let's go. And when she slides in and she gives you the green light, you hold off till you turn on the headlights. Someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those. You hold her close and you'll never forget how her heartbeat feels. No, you never will. Someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights. Yeah, one of those nights.
The truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Well, the truth, yeah, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, there was a time, oh woman, when you used to shake it for me. But now, all you do is just treat me cold. Ain't gonna take it no more, gonna walk out the door. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. No good no more, 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 more. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm waiting lover, for you lover, almost lover, every night.
You don't treat me
and
no
I'm hurt
no more.
So bad, cause you don't treat me right.
Treat me
now, I'm giving
no
it up, and I'm tired of crying, babe. I can't stand
lover,
don't treat me no good no more.
Don't treat me good no more.
Lover, 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 love, you don't love, treat me no good no more.
Don't treat me good no more.
Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jared Neiman, Lover, Lover, and 7:50. I'm Brian Winnekins. This reminder, in NASCAR returns that Sunday from Talladega. It's the Geico 500, and we'll have coverage beginning at 1 o'clock on, or check that. It's from the Kansas Speedway. I'm reading my schedule wrong. It's, again, on Sunday from the Kansas Speedway. It's the AdventHealth 400 with coverage beginning at 1 o'clock on Sunday. And you can hear that here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. If you are a dog owner and you've ever tried to fly, if you had to take the dog along, we have never done that with Cookie, and I don't think we would ever do that with Daphne. I mean, she's just way too high strung. But it can be a pain. Well, Bark Air might be for you. Bark Air is an air travel experience designed specifically for the dog. Bark Air said in a news release that it's putting dogs' travel needs first and the humans second. Does that mean what? If we take Cookie, I'm in the storage compartment and Cookie's in first class? Bark Air is coming from the company Bark, known for its monthly subscription Bark Boxes, toys and treats. They are actually partnering with a jet charter company to make Bark Air a reality. The goal is to treat the dogs like first class. Following bookings, flyers will be contacted by a concierge to collect information about the dog to create a custom travel plan to ensure the best possible flight experience. When checking in at the airport, flyers will only have to arrive 45 to 60 minutes before their flight for a simple check-in process. No crates, TSA checkpoints, or screening. The dogs will meet other furry friends on the flight. Oh. Prior to boarding, dogs will receive flight prep with calming pheromones, music, and colors that the pups prefer. All pet passengers will have access to various aids, such as calming treats, noise-canceling earmuffs. Cookie would never wear that, and calming jackets. She would never wear that either. Now, during the flight, dogs will be served treats, beverages, and other surprises. With the intent on pampering furry passengers and their humans. Well, as long as they have adult beverages for me, I'm okay. You could book it now. The first flight takes off. You'd have to get to New York first, though, unfortunately. Don't think they're going to be flying into Maxville International Airport. Snooze Airlines has Maxville all tied up. There's no gates available there.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
$5 won't get you much food these days, even on a value menu. Unless you're at KFC. With the new taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy Drummond thigh, creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit starting at just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. The new taste of KFC deals starting at just $4.99. It's finger licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The judge had to tell us, I got the Jeep, she got the palace.
I'm going through the big bend, don't mean doubt. I'm going through the big bend.